Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. It's Deb Hill, and I have the honor of reading my friend Bonnie Nichols' devotional called He Learned to Cook. He didn't know how to cook. He knew very well how to eat, but the cooking part he had no idea about. He left that to my grandma. But when they found out my grandma had cancer, she decided it was time he learned. So they shifted some furniture, and the cooking tutorials began from her recliner and my grandpa in the kitchen. My grandpa and I were very close, and when he shared this story with me, I had to ask the question, why was teaching you to cook such a priority? He smiled and then shared, your grandma's wish was that we would all continue to gather as a family after she passed. She knew that Sunday coffee with your aunts and holiday meals with all the family was only going to continue if I kept the tradition going. So he learned to cook. And I will say he became a great cook and even grew much of his own produce in the garden. I think cooking brought back sweet memories of her and made him feel connected and close living all those years without her. My grandpa has since passed, and I miss him dearly, but those traditions still continue. They have changed a bit, but the love and purpose behind them are still the same. We read about many meals Jesus had with people. Some were feasts, some were celebrations, and some were large crowds with just fish and bread. One of the most memorable meals he had was with his disciples before his death. Before Jesus' death, he had a special meal with his closest 12. He told them to keep doing this meal in remembrance of him. Although our present-day meals are measly scraps compared to the power and significance of the Last Supper, I wonder if that is why we all feel this value and importance of gathering together at the table. Jesus gathered together at the table to spend his last bit of time with his disciples. That's a pretty powerful statement. Our current culture doesn't lend itself to time around the table together too easily. It takes some master scheduling at times, and it's so easy to just let it slip away. But if we value what Jesus valued and look to him as the example, then I would argue that maybe we should fight a little harder for sitting together around the table and sharing life. It brings us together. 1 Corinthians 11:24 says, do this in remembrance of me. When we gather together around a table and say grace, it is a moment of remembrance and also invites his spirit into the gathering. With that said, let's put our napkins in our laps and bow our heads and bless the food. Blessings as you love and serve with great purpose.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.